Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And welcome to our Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on KDCountry94.com today, joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, good start for your season here as you opened out wrestling in the duels against Plainville and Phillipsburg on Friday. You pick a one-point win over Plainville, 37-36. You won 45-30 over Phillipsburg. Let's first talk about this varsity double duel that you had. How do you feel the kids wrestled there on the first time out on the mat?
Well, it was a great double duel for us. We had some kids that really stepped up and made things happen. And as I talked to you before, we're a very young team. The majority of our starters are sophomore or freshmen, only having three seniors and a couple juniors on the team. But now some big wins. Creighton Johnson put together a nice win against a quality kid from Plainville, and it was just a very team effort by our kids in both duels. And we saw some kids that really stepped up and showed some heart, and that was just great to see, especially for our first duel and especially in front of our home crowd. So a great start for us, and our kids were excited, and that's what we needed to start the season.
Also, you went down to Salina for the Salina South JV tournament there on Saturday. Looks like some of the youngsters had a good day there as well.
We did. We ended up taking 11 kids, and we medaled 9 of the 11. We had one champion. Braden Burks was a champion at 182. We had a couple seconds. Gage Robinson was second at 182. Cameron Conkle was second at 170. Placing third for us was Wesley Smith at 138 pounds. And placing fourth were Cooper Adams at 106, Connor Cosand at 113, Hunter Stauffer at 113B, Tanner Doherty at 195, and Landon Cadel at 138. So some good competition for those kids. Those kids saw some success and got to wrestle kids their own ability and came away from there feeling pretty good about themselves.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We take a time out. We come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for the Trojan wrestlers here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek still with us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, next up for you, you go to the Ellis Railer Round Robin coming up on Friday, and a new tournament for you. Typically here the second week of the season, you usually go to Clay Center, but now you're headed west instead of east this week to Ellis. What are your thoughts on the competition that you're expecting to see out there on Friday?
Well, we thought we'd give this tournament a try. We always are eager to try and to meet up with new teams, new people, and we'll see some Western Kansas teams here and some teams that we usually don't see. The teams that are involved are Cimarron, Council Grove, Ellis, Goodland, Hillsboro, Hoisington, Osborne, Stockton, Sublette, Trago, Beloit, and Lincoln. So a few new teams there for us, and it's in a round-robin format, so all of our kids should get, 4 and 5 matches, and that's what we're looking for at this point in the season, to get our kids some mat time. So we're excited about it. We're allowed to take some JV kids also to fill in the bracket, so we plan on taking most of our kids and giving our kids some matches. So we're pretty excited, and we'll see how it goes.
You talk about wanting that round-robin format here early in the season, maybe to get some matches. What does that do for the development, I guess, of your wrestlers, especially those young ones?
Well, mat time is so important. Every time you step on the mat in competition, it's You know, it's kind of completely different, just like in any other sport. It's different than being on the practice court or the practice field. And every time they can successfully do moves and win matches in a match competition type setting, I think it's so great for their ego and for their confidence. So, you know, anytime we can get mat time and that's what we strive for in tournaments and things, we want to get those kids as many matches as they can, win or lose. They're gaining confidence and they're getting better. So, as a young team, our kids are going to get better every week, and the more matches we can give them, the better.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Blewett Trojan wrestling team here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best luck out at Ellis on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dustin.
Our Blewett wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Blewett.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back to our wrestling locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, exclusively on the web today as we are talking now with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team here on Katy Country 94. Coach, getting moved on with your first competition this weekend was your home invitational, and you did have one wrestler that finished in the top four there, third place finish for Lance Kayser at 182 pounds. Just in general, first, if you can go over how your kids wrestled this weekend. You had Riley Cox and Damian Rothenberger out there as well.
Yeah, for the first one out, we're glad to get it under our belt, I guess. We're pretty young and inexperienced. I'm not sure about young, but inexperienced anyway, with a couple juniors and a sophomore, so not a lot of wrestling mat time previous to this. So, you know, I was happy with the way they performed. All three of them worked hard on the mat, and like I say, we were fortunate enough to get Lance to get a third place medal there on his. Went 2-2 on the day, so yeah, I was happy with the results. And like I say, just a matter of getting the season kicked off and going.
As far as teams that competed there, Minneapolis won the meet with 182 points, and Smith Center was second with 153. Just overall, how do you feel about the competition? What do you see from some of those other teams this weekend?
Yeah, it was a nice, ended up being a really good tournament for the day with the weather and everything like we had. I was a little nervous. Red Cloud, Blue Hill up in Nebraska, he called me and we got state line. I turned around and go back home. He had just a couple kids, so, you know, but the rest of them, they called and said it was going to be a little late, which was fine due to the weather, but they all came in and we had a good crowd and really had a lot of competition on the mat. Went pretty much nonstop for the day. And the Smith Center coming in right after a, you know, behind the state, the football field the week before and that type of thing. They performed well and got a lot of good kids out. And really the numbers were up on, seemed like everybody but us. Stockton's got more kids out this year, and Hill City's got a ton of freshmen out this year. And I was talking to him, and he's got a, kind of goes back and forth with different classes coming up. But, you know, competition-wise, we let JV kids come in as well. So, you know, some of those brought their, you know, kids that normally wouldn't get a wrestle on a varsity tournament, they wrestled as non-scorers. So, no, overall, had a lot of, I think we had 237 matches, and like I say, really, probably out of 10 teams, you know, seven real solid teams. So, you know, it was a good weekend, and I was happy with the results of everybody making it safely and back home safely and that type of thing. So, no, it's a good weekend for us.
Good. We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Osborne wrestling here on our locker room chats on KatyCountry94.com.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Welcome back here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, our wrestling locker room online today as we're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, a couple of events coming up at the end of the week here. Friday, the Ellis Railer Round Robin, and then Saturday, the Minneapolis Invitational. We'll break these down into two different meets. Ellis, I know you just started getting into this one not long ago, a few years back, and your opportunity to have a round robin here. What are your thoughts on the competition you're expecting to see there at Ellis?
Yeah, they actually just started that probably 3 or 4 years ago, and we were, like I say, fortunate enough to get in that. And we see some teams we don't get to see. Yeah, I think Council Grove comes over for that one, and Hoisington comes up. A lot of teams are trying to go to a Friday night format and get away from the Saturdays. Now, obviously, like I said, we're going to go again Saturday ourselves. But, as far as going to Ellis, it's always good competition. It's another round robin like what we ran this last weekend, so... You know, you guaranteed matches where some tournaments, you know, one or two and you're done for the day makes for, a long day driving and that type of thing. So it's nice to have that round robins where you do get to wrestle pretty much everyone in the bracket. So it's a nice setup and good for our kids to go over there. They run a good tournament there as well.
Minneapolis is kind of one of those return the favor type of things. They come to your tournament and then you go theirs the next Saturday usually. What are you expecting to see down there this year?
Yeah, they've got some more teams coming in as well. They've kind of changed, invited a few different ones. Some of them dropped out to go to the one in Ellis. We elected to stay in that one just because that kind of gives us our kind of two-day tournament type feel, I guess, mm-hmm. when we get to regional and state. There's a reason we've kept that. So we go back-to-back days and weigh-ins and that type of thing. So, Blue Stem, I think, has come up to that one. It's a new one. And Blue Valley, don't give me, I'll say it wrong, but anyone with the Blue Valley schools come out of Kansas City, come back to that one. So you would see some different competition there as well. And some familiar foes that we will see again, obviously Minneapolis. And I was trying to think, there seems like a couple other teams maybe there that we've seen this weekend. But, no, it's another good tournament, ran well. And they have a JV side and a varsity side, so we may actually elect to go on some JV, on the JV side of that one, just with my kids and their experience, maybe give them a little more success on the mat. So, but now it's another good tournament, and we're happy to go there. And like I say, 2 days kind of gives us that feel, I guess, what it's like to get up 2 days in a row and wrestle. So that's why we do that one for right now.
Nate Brown, coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in the locker room. Chats on KattyCountry94.com. Coach, we thank you for joining us here today, and best of luck this weekend at Ellis in Minneapolis.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
And welcome back on our locker room chats, KattyCountry94.com today, as we're joined by Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, moving on, you started your season there on Saturday with the Osborne Invitational. Couple first place finishes for you with Colton Shoemaker there at 113 pounds, also Jaden Atwood at 145, a couple second places, and third place as well there. Just overall, how do you feel about how the kids wrestled there your first time out with a short time of practice there Saturday?
Well, not too bad. And I think I told you last week, Dusty, that, I don't care how many practices we got under our belt. If you're going to wrestle, you need to go out there on the mat and compete. And I felt like that's what our kids did, at least. We've got a long ways to go, obviously. So does everybody else. I mean, even though some of them had more practices than we did and than others have had. It's just, wrestling shape is wrestling shape, so it takes a while, and you really don't get in shape other than just truly, wrestling. So I think that's what everybody kind of did, and there was some ups and downs for everybody, I'm sure, but I was pretty overall pleased with our guys and the effort they put forth. We if it went much past the midway through the second period, we were probably going to roll over and get pinned. But other than that, pretty happy.
Minneapolis won the team title there. You guys finished in second place. Overall this year, what do you feel about the competition there at the Osborne Invitational?
Well, it's a good opening, you know, it's a good opening tournament, but the thing that I'm happy about is that I think Ellis has, you know, five more kids out than that they normally put on the mat. Hill City's got three or four more kids. Minneapolis got several usually all the time. Peterborough's got more kids than they had out last year. We have more kids out than we had last year. And so I think there was almost 300 matches, which is, you know, that's a lot more than there has been in the past. So I'm you know, encouraged about that. I think that's probably the biggest thing that stuck out to me.
Talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for the Redmond wrestlers here on our locker room chats on KDCountry94.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit LandmarkImp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
And back on the locker room chats on KDCountry94.com. And Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, still with us. Coach, you get set now for the Manhattan Duel Tournament coming up this weekend. I know you guys put a schedule together that really here, especially early in the season, allows you to see a lot of different teams, a lot of different size schools as well. Manhattan's no exception to that. What are you expecting to see there this year?
I think there's been a few teams that have left that tournament, you know, like Goddard, and I think St. Thomas Aquinas was in it last year. But they brought in a couple other different teams, and I'm not sure exactly who's there, but I think there's a team from Oklahoma coming up, Mustang, Oklahoma, I believe it is. And then Abilene and Manhattan, of course, and Topeka Shawnee Heights and Paola, I think, are the teams that are in it. But, you know, you're exactly right. It's just different competition. We set our schedule a little bit rough early on in the year and then hope to build off of that schedule and just continue to roll. So it's just different competition, just like you said, Dusty.
I know you talked about in that first segment about having your kids getting into wrestling shape, and it'll take a while to do that. How do you feel about that, and what are the expectations this weekend? I know they're probably the same as the first week to go out and compete, but do you feel like you should be a little bit further along there?
Yeah, definitely. We should. We've got several things in my mind and down on our notepad and those types of things that we need to get better at, we need to work on. And obviously getting in shape would be one of them. But we're really not too worried about peaking, obviously, right now. Mm-hmm. We want to do that towards the end of the year. But we got a long ways to go. We're awfully green. We've got 8 freshmen out and several sophomores, several juniors, and 2 seniors. So we just got a long ways to go, and hopefully we can get there by the end of the year.
Smith Center Wrestling Coach Brock Hutchinson here in the locker room chats on KDCountry94.com. Thanks for the time this week, Coach, and best luck down at Manhattan on Saturday.
You betcha. I appreciate it, Dusty.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit LandmarkImp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Head Coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by ncksports.com.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, exclusively today on the web, as we're joined now by Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards wrestling team. Coach, good performance for the most part over the weekend. You finished fifth place as a team in your home Schmeidler Invitational there. A couple top three finishes for you, with Trey Barrientos in second place at 220 pounds. Brayson Young finished third at 113. Just overall, how do you feel about the entire performance of your team here on the match for the first time on Saturday?
Honestly, I was reasonably happy with what I saw for the most part. It's still really rough. We're still early in the season. But for the most part, I saw a lot of the things I was hoping to see, but there's still a long road ahead of us as far as getting better and improving.
What are some of the things that you – what are you noticing? Like, I know we talked about what you wanted to see there in that first competition from your team, but did that come to fruition, some of the things that we talked about last week?
Honestly, some of it did, some of it didn't. I was hoping my wrestlers would be more gung-ho or going after being aggressive in the matches. It seemed like, honestly – some of our wrestlers were being more tentative than I was wanting them to be, and I was trying to encourage them to be aggressive. If you're not going to know exactly what you're going to do, at least do it very fast or whatever, going hard.
What do you feel about maybe the other competition there at the tournament? Since you guys were the host school, how do you feel that all went down for you as far as some of the teams that came in?
Honestly, I was pretty happy about the schools that were there. We saw several schools that we won't get to see much else in the season, and the program has tried to vary the teams that we get to see, so we're not seeing the same five teams 10 times in the season. We'd rather see a bunch of different teams a few times. So we have reasonably good diversity there, and we like it that way.
Again, we're talking with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for the Leopards here on the Locker Room Chats on katycountry94.com.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and ncksports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.ncksports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Tommy Knapp still with us, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, you have the Ellis Railroad Round Robin coming up on Friday afternoon and evening. That starts at 3 o'clock there. As far as what you expect to see there, what are your thoughts on the competition there at Ellis?
I mean, I know there's 12 teams. This is the first time Lincoln will be going there, so honestly, I don't know exactly what to expect. I mean, I've taken a look at the teams, but it should be a step up from this last weekend, and that's not a bad thing. We want to be slowly increasing the level of competition that we're going to. So, honestly, it's the first time, so we'll see when we get there.
I know every coach that I talk to talks about mat time, especially early in the season, to get your kids acclimated to what's still to come. How important is it to be in round-robin situations like this where you get a lot of matches in?
I find it incredibly important. I feel like every single tournament before Christmas should be a round robin, essentially. Unless if you're an elite wrestler that has, let's say, 8 years of wrestling, one of the most important things is just getting on the mat and getting mat time. Like, it's so important that you get as many matches as possible before Christmas.
So what are you expecting, and what do you want to see now that you've had some competition under your belt already? What are some of those things that you'll focus on here in week two?
Well, honestly, like we have several things we need to clean up, and we'll be addressing those, as well as just trying to encourage the team to act as a team rather than a bunch of individuals wrestling. That was one of the focuses that we had this last yesterday in practice or whatever, kind of talking through things, slowing down the pace, but also going through things we needed to improve on that we were not doing that we should have been doing on this last Saturday.
And that's Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, and thanks for joining us this week. Best of luck as you continue out at Ellis on Friday.
Thank you very much.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rushart Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.